بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. Imam brought the people to the arena, showed them the way, kept them in the arena and steered them away from despair and hopelessness. As for his school of thought, principles and goals, if we wish to briefly explain the foundation of Imam's school of thought and revolution, we must say that the foundation for all his activities was rising up for the cause of God. The goal was to rise for the cause of God. This is one goal, and another is to administer justice. This is the second goal, and the third goal is to promote spirituality. These are the goals. I have written down Quranic ayahs in this regard. You can refer to Quranic index Al-Mu'jam in the form Iqamah. There it becomes clear what this uprising is for. For example, so that people may administer justice, chapter 57, verse 25, in which the purpose of sending prophets and divine books is said to be, so that people may administer justice. This is one ayah. Another ayah is in Holy Surah An-Nisa, as well as standing up for orphans' rights, chapter 4, verse 127.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Another ayah is in Surah Al-Rahman, Way with Justice, chapter 55, verse 9. And another ayah is in Surah Ash-Shura, in chapter Ash-Shura, Uphold the Faith, that is chapter 42, verse 13. Another ayah is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, You have nothing to stand on unless you observe the Torah, the Gospel, chapter 5, verse 68. And many ayahs in the Quran, and rise in prayers, chapter 2, verse 43. The uprising for the cause of God must lead to these things. This is the purpose of rising up for the cause of God. I said that Imam was a fighter. This means that Imam was continuously present in the arena of rising for the cause of God. Imam was truly vigilant about rising for the cause of God. The establishment of the truth and justice was naturally Imam's goal.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.